When you look at what the government has done historically around customer experience, customer service, and the mechanisms and the mediums that the federal government interacts compared to, say, your bank or any commercial element, retail element, for example, Amazon.com, Zappos is a great example of great customer experience. We as American people, as the citizens, interact with these commercial organizations on a daily basis. And what we're leveraging is the experience that we get with these agencies, the Zappos of the world, the Amazons.com, the Best Buys of the world, where when you interact with them, if you have a bad experience, their risk is you're going to leave them as a customer. And so, in general, their focus on customer experience has been great. Therefore, they've deployed much more mediums. So, for example, surveys to ensure that the customer experience has been an exceptional one. And if it is an exceptional one, they immediately react. If you look at the option to go to the web or to chat or to text them. So it's all these different trends across customer experience that the best providers in the commercial industry have deployed, because if they don't deploy these and you're not satisfied, you lose them. Whereas in the federal government, the penalty isn't the same for a poor customer experience. While I would agree that in general, across the board, Americans are very needy and we expect, 100% great customer experience every time, that's not a reality. But when you take what we get commercially in our day-to-day lives and compared to what we get from the federal government, there is a great need to improve that experience.
Where do you see some of the common challenges or even trends that your customers are telling you in terms of what they want to do, what their needs are to be better at customer service?
First thing we look for is their knowledge, right? When you think about bad customer experience, it's really the root of all problems is the lack of the knowledge. And so you can call into a government agency or a commercial agency and you get the friendliest call center agent on the other line. And then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, she can't help you because she doesn't have the answer. It immediately turns into a bad customer experience. Furthermore, is if you have different channels and getting different answers, it's horrible. So first thing we do as kind of step one is, like, let's consolidate the knowledge internally and set that knowledge foundation and then build from there. And so we see customers like CMS taking it to the next level, where they've taken that knowledge base and they've empowered their citizens via web self-service, email, chat capability. And then kind of the next level or progression after that is to take it from web self-service, email self-service to internal. So this is more into the contact center. So establishing that same knowledge foundation that you pushed out externally, now internally, so that when they call your organization, hey, the agent on other end of the phone actually has that same data. And then from there, we've got organizations kind of growing what I call multi-channel choice. So when I get up in the morning and I interact with any agency, perhaps on my mobile phone over the breakfast table, just opening up a ticket, but then in the car, I want to call. And then when I get to work, I want to, close the incident out via email. And no matter how I interact, they knew exactly why I was calling. They knew exactly where I was and the status of my issue and was able to give me a real-time update. So we're seeing that series of events across the federal government and kind of in that order.
This is a tough move for a lot of agencies. Are you seeing some challenges to get there? Is it just a culture change, which we hear so much about, or is it more of a technology issue? Or as we talked about several times, you don't know what you don't know, and you know what you know, and bringing those two things together is really the key to all of this.
Every agency is a little different, but there is some common challenges that they all have. I mean, funding is one. But when you look at the solution itself, providing that customer experience self-service versus the call into your call center, it's much easier if citizens could answer the questions themselves online. So what you mentioned, CMS, they bought our solution initially to solve that problem that they had a need to serve the citizens. They didn't have the funding to put 1,000 agents in the call center. So they established that knowledge foundation, pushed out the information so people can help themselves. And so today they get a 99% rate of questions answered via their website. And today they get more closer to 2 million web hits a day on their site. So that's a pretty powerful story. And they build that business case that, hey, if we had to add agents to address all these hits and all these inquiries, it would cost us much more.
One of the other things is you know, with this push for better customer service, I think the one big piece of advice that you gave early on was that knowledge foundation. Establish what you know and be consistent across it. From your experience in talking to agencies, how far along in that process are they? Have most agencies done that?
It's all over the board. The 170 plus customers we deal with, they all have the knowledge foundation in place, but not necessarily across the whole cabinet level agency. So, you know, if you look at any of the cabinet level agencies, they haven't taken it to the level where they have a common knowledge base across every single department. And what you have is you have maybe baby boomers that are about to retire that have the knowledge in their head. You have people with spreadsheets or Word documents with the answers. You have pen and paper, people with answers on pen and paper. And so the one organization that we deal with that's pretty advanced in this is Army Human Resources Command. And what they've done is they recognize that with BRAC, and they're going from here in the D.C. area down to Fort Knox in Kentucky, is that all the knowledge that they've been running their organization on for years is not going to Fort Knox. And so they needed a way to let's get the knowledge before we lose the knowledge, but let's get it in one place and across the Human Resources Command in the Army, let's have a single knowledge foundation. And so, we're seeing enterprises at that level.
What you're describing is your traditionally knowledge management is how do you take what everybody knows and put it down on paper, or actually in this case in a system, so everybody knows it. Is that an accurate description?
Absolutely spot on. The other thing we're finding is, especially in like the Army Human Resource Command that we talked about, or even we're doing the same thing across Air Force, so Air Force Total Force Service Center. This is all of HR personnel. They're about to launch this project here, a first phase here, full operating capability in January.